Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Christian. That's an error, first thing. This is the show open music. Long day. Mm. Gonna be another long one, folks. Yeah. I tell you what, I just do not have it. Without ginger beer, just doesn't get it.
No.
Coke gets it. I'm sorry.
No.
Just doesn't get it.
No one has ever compiled a list that said, if you want to live to be 100, ginger beer.
No, that's not ginger beer. No, that's exactly right. So error number one goes up on the board for me here today. This is interesting.
By the way, just a quick question. I guess you heard from Elaine yesterday after.
Elaine Hopgood?
Yeah, the who started all this.
She said, anti-diet Coke lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what she said? You're welcome.
For a bad show?
Yeah. Yeah. She said, you're welcome. For your health is what she was saying.
Okay, right.
Here, it's like, you know, I'm detoxing right now. So it's like all my body, my toxins. Mm. I can feel it.
Yeah.
It's terrible, jittery, you know.
Yeah.
When you think about it, though, and I would never, ever, ever, ever compare anything that we do on this program or this industry with art.
Right.
But the great artists truly suffered. Mm-hmm. Basically, many of them just ran their bodies into the ground, but for things that matter.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones nearly killed themselves with heroin and cocaine and what have you.
Yeah.
But look at the art they produced in the 70s. Judy Garland, speed and cigarettes made movie magic in The Wizard of Oz.
Worth it. Totally worth it to get The Wizard of Oz out of it. Yeah.
Did you think, now Mick may live to be 100. He may be the exception, but look at all the littered, the rock world is littered with the corpses of the young.
To make the great
with art. Incredible art behind them.
To make the great art. That's what they'll say about this program where they'll say, well, he suffered. He was on Diet Coke and off Diet Coke all the time, trying to beat that dark master.
Right.
But he left behind great art. That's what they'll say.
Yeah, he was like Van Gogh.
You know, all those years. Years from now, that's how they'll chronicle this.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones are in the news, actually. The guitarist, Mick Taylor. Still with the band, or?
No, he joined them for a tour.
Yeah.
Part of their last big major tour.
Okay, yeah.
But he's not in the group.
He is disputing now. He's having an issue with the Metropolitan Museum of Art, because the Metropolitan Museum of Art has a Les Paul guitar, Gibson Les Paul guitar from 1959. And they are displaying it and saying they got it legitimately. But Taylor says, that's not your guitar to have. That was given to me by Keith Richards in 1967. And it was my instrument that I played until 1971 when it disappeared while we were in France performing Exile on Main Street, the album.
That's where they recorded it, yeah.
He said, we were recording and the guitar was stolen. And he's like, this is my guitar. The Met says they have a documented history of ownership, tracing it to a producer named Adrian Miller, then multiple collectors over the years until it was donated to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in 2019. But Mick Taylor says, no, sir, that was stolen. I have records to prove that. It's mine. It's called the Keith Burst guitar. It has a specific design.
The sunburst finish on it?
Yep. And so now he wants it back.
How did he know it was at the Met? Was he just wandering through the exhibit one day?
Well, hey.
Yeah, really?
That's my guitar.
Do you play one like that, Grandpa? I played exactly one like that.
I played that. It is. It was played by Keith Richards, during the Stones' debut on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964, making it one of rock and roll's most famous guitars. And it's on display at the museum. And Mick Taylor said, "Well, it's not going to be for long. My lawyers are getting involved. I want it." So it was stolen.
Excuse me.
But apparently, while they were recording "Exile on Main Street," there were a lot of drugs involved.
Oh, it was a debauch.
And so some are saying Mick may have a cloudy memory of what's going on there. Anyway, he said, that's mine. This is mine. The Met has an exhibit called Play It Loud, Instruments of Rock and Roll.
Cool.
And if you could go through it, you could see it, and you'd see that guitar. But Taylor said, I'm going to get it back. I don't care what. This might be one for our attorney, Lisa Lanier. Unless he has some sort of documentation from a cop that says this was...
a police report from 1971?
I doubt.
In French?
I don't think he's getting that back. Doesn't sound like it, but he sure
wants it. Seems unlikely.
I can't blame him if it really was stolen, but does seem.
Does Keith want it back?
No, just Mick Taylor. He says Keith gave it to him, that he was playing it by 1971.
I don't remember giving him my guitar.
What does Keith say about this? We don't know. Mick is. And what does Mick Jagger say? Nobody knows.
No.
Well, these two have not been contacted. So it's Taylor versus the Metropolitan Museum of Art. There's another case that was solved yesterday. Cardi B was found not liable for assault damages in a civil case involving a security guard from 7 years ago. This case is taken.
Cardi B? Did she hit somebody allegedly?
Allegedly, she hit and scratched a security guard.
Yeah. One of her own?
Yes.
Yeah, we know she has a short temper.
Yes, she does.
If you recall, actually, yesterday, this was on full display when she left the courtroom. After winning, she threw a pen at somebody who asked an inappropriate question.
Could you ever figure out what the question was? I saw first Inside Edition, then Entertainment Tonight, and she threw a Sharpie at him and said, "You need to respect women. You need to not ask me questions like that."
He questioned, I guess there's a rumor that maybe she's pregnant for the fourth time, and her ex, a rapper named Offset, I guess posted something kind of saying like, "Hey, I may be the father of this baby. She can't quit me."
Mm-hmm.
But she's currently seeing wide receiver Stephon Diggs.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. So
that's my... He's on one of my fantasy teams.
Yeah. I'd sit him.
Oh, yeah. Boy. I need him to be good now.
I don't want to call this person a reporter. Maybe just an online.
Just a dude with the phone?
Yeah, an online type reporter. And he or she yelled out, you know.
There was a guy, because she said, didn't your mother raise you better than that? And they showed him. I saw his chest.
Yeah.
And she hit him with the pen.
He questioned who the father was. You know, he basically said, "Hey, Offset is saying he's the father. What does that do with a paternity for Stephon Diggs?" And she just turned right.
Oh, man.
She had just been handed a pen, and she just turned and threw it right at him.
She said, none ya.
Uh-huh. Reporter went, which I think is a classic Chris Kelly-type move. After he was hit with the pen, he said, "I love you. I still love you. I won't hold this against you, even though you just threw a pen at me.
I'm bruised."
Yeah.
Good move.
But this is how she ends up getting sued. I think 2 years ago, she threw the microphone at somebody at a Vegas club.
She did. She has a short temper.
She does. And she admits it.
After she threw the pen yesterday, her handler said, "We do need to sign some documents. We're going to need to."
I'm actually going to need that pen.
Excuse
back.
Me. Can we get Ms. B's pen back, please?
We do need. I mean, I hate to do this, but there's a notary standing by, and we've got this is a court document that we have to sign.
You can't leave just yet.
The case against her was that this is Cardi B, was brought by a woman named Imani Ellis, who says that she scratched her face, spat on her at a medical office 7 years ago, causing facial injuries that required plastic surgery. And the woman said, "I haven't had a day's peace since. I can't get out of pain."
At a medical office?
Yeah.
I think it had to be a worker there, not one of her security guards, right?
It says a former security guard.
I wonder if it was a security guard at the medical place.
Could have been. I don't know.
Okay.
Cardi B denied the allegation, stating, "We had a verbal encounter, no physical interaction." Only took the jury an hour to side with Cardi B, but she's very persuasive.
Mm-hmm.
She had great wigs on the stand.
She looks tremendous.
She does.
You know, I, much like the reporter got hit with the pen, I'd be the same way. I like her.
Do you?
I do like her. Something about her. She's got a quality.
I liked her wigs. She would wear
wigs. Yeah.
Well, I saw her every day on Entertainment Tonight, and she was wearing a different wig while she was taking the stand. And
each day?
Each day that she would have a black, then pink, then gold, you know, hair.
Now, she will, if you're dating her, and I would not want to be in an argument with her when dating because she does have that short temper.
She's lactose intolerant.
She is. That might be part of the anger.
Remember, in her early 20s, Lactaid sent her a bowl with the word lactate on it.
The nicest thing she'd ever gotten.
The nicest.
Bitch, let me tell you how I can't drink whole milk no more. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm lactose intolerant, bitch. I drink whole milk. I'm having diarrhea for 3 days straight. I'm farting up a storm. It just, you know what? It's just not working out. You know, I feel like after you turn like 22, your body starts changing. So, you know, I drink lactate milk. And look what they sent me. You know I made it when they sent me a bedazzle. A bowl of cereal, a bowl. And you want to know something? This is the perfect bowl. It's like it's not too much cereal, not too much milk, balanced well. Bitch!
That's Cardi B. Maybe where,
that's her being happy.
Yeah, her trouble started.
Bitch!
She's right, too. After 22, it is a straight downhill. Forget it. After,
she's right.
You might as well give up after that one. Poor Jennifer Aniston's in the microscope, too. I heard Chris Dim and Red Rachel discussing this yesterday. Did Jennifer Aniston have Botox? And I said, both of you shut your mouths right now. I just happened to walk up to get a mint at Red Rachel's desk, and I said, both of you can stop
shut
that.
Your whore mouths.
Your whore mouths. If you think Jennifer Aniston has ever had any kind of plumpers, fillers, or anything like that, she's apparently, the whispers are out there that she's having plastic surgery, and that's why she still looks so good.
Yeah, Red Rachel, I think she kind of is in the, I believe she's had some work done.
All right. She's not invited back.
Under the needle.
She's not invited back for the Power Hour this week.
I'm talking about Aniston.
I know who you're talking about. I know. I want Red Rachel not invited back for the Power Hour. If she thinks Aniston's been under the needle, under the knife, I don't think so.
You bonded because she also loves Friends. She does. She's more realistic about the Friends.
I love the Friends.
Well, that's true because she sees them through clear eyes.
Remember, I believe the Friends are still living in that loft apartment set that they
wrinkle free.
Wrinkle free, that they're all doing very well.
And be drug free, just drinking coffees.
26 years old and still enjoying a wonderful life.
I have something Friends related as well. I don't want to mess up your Jennifer Aniston story.
Well, I'll just say that she openly acknowledged that she went through rhinoplasty in her early 20s before she was a celebrity because she had a deviated septum. And other than that, she's had no surgical or non-surgical cosmetic treatments to maintain her appearance. That's all natural.
No fillers, no plumpers.
Neither one.
No tox.
No Botox, no fillers. And she emphasizes the importance of self-care and her makeup line, which she says has really done the trick for her at every stage of her life. And she intends to age gracefully.
Right.
And I believe.
And how old is the young lady now?
She is 86. No, I believe she's about 56.
Yeah.
She's right at a little mid-50s.
Okay.
Yes, Biggie.
Something is happening to the late Matthew Perry that I don't think is right, because he died, of course, of a ketamine overdose.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you heard the news, but the Colts owner who just passed away,
mm-hmm.
Jim Irsay,
also
winds up died of ketamine overdose.
Oh, I don't know that.
Or it was, I guess he was on ketamine.
He had overdosed prior to his death, right? Multiple times.
Yeah, but he was on, he was getting like 12 to 13 doses of ketamine a day, they said.
My God.
Yeah, but what they're doing to poor Matthew Perry is now they always bring him up anytime ketamine is used with how much he took. In comparison, Matthew Perry only took 5 or 6 doses of ketamine a day.
That's not the yardstick.
That's not right.
He is now the yardstick for ketamine use.
You can't use him like that.
No.
Just don't do it.
Because I was like, what? That was unneeded.
Agreed.
He's double parried.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, he's double parried? Well, you know it's bad.
And he lived?
That's what people are saying. Well, you know it's terrible if it's more than parried. Jeez. I appreciate that. Let's stand up for our friends, okay? Matthew Perry and Jennifer Aniston.